these different initiatives proves that each side of the conflict in Sudan insists of a clear victory. So I think in my estimation that we are facing a worst case scenario, that is, we call it a negative zero sum game, where you cannot find anyone could be a clear winner. All of them will be a loser. So in spite of the army has an upper hand with the air force, but he cannot use it in an urban kind of warfare, while the RSF, the rapid force, well trained long time ago in the city kind of warfare because of their long experience in Darfur since 2003. So they know exactly how to use the people as their own incubator in their homes and using their vehicles. So you cannot use your deadly force by the military against them. So this will be a long kind of warfare, and the only losers are the people of Sudan. And you can see the suffering of the people who move from the city Khartoum to neighboring provinces in Sudan, or they are fleeing to the neighboring countries like Ethiopia, Chad, and Egypt. This is the dilemma of Sudan right now. So you have Professor,
yes, you seem to be saying almost like there's nothing the mediators can do, but surely we have the region, like you mentioned, we have influential actors like Saudi Arabia, like the Emirates, we have the United States, we have the IGAD. Surely there's something can be done to break this deadlock and broker peace.
Let me assure you that the United States not, doing enough. So the sanction is not enough. I think everybody is busy now in the war in Ukraine. There is no much pressure from the United States and the European Union, and also from the regional actors. When it comes to the regional actors, you have different interests, sometimes conflict interests, so that is hinder any unified attempt to bring both parties in the table. Another factor that there is a deep kind of conflict, we have to look at the root causes, where you have the rule of the center, what we call it, the Neolithic elite, who dominated the post-colonial state in Sudan until now. Nobody being a president of Sudan from outside this Neolithic people. Now Hamidetti considers himself the liberator who will represent the marginalized people in the periphery, whether in East Sudan or the South or these peripheral provinces in Sudan. So it is more than a kind of clash between two generals. It has these rooted causes that led to a kind of, sometimes would be ethnic, racial conflict between the Arabs, non-Arabs. You have also military forces represented ethnic groups. So there's a fear that the war between the Sudanese army and the RSF to be extended to include different armed groups in Sudan, which is already existed.